Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
And they say, well, I believe I'm saved. Now I walk down the aisle. And they walk out that door, and nothing changed. They're still just as mean. They still cuss. They still drink. They still smoke pot. They still smoke cigarettes. They run around with other people, men and women. You know, they live in adultery. They do all kinds of things. Let me tell you, that person didn't get saved. They did not become a new creature in Christ. If you really become a new creature in Christ, there's going to be something in there now, which is the Holy Ghost, that's going to tell you, don't do those things. Now then, the quicker you can get with somebody that'll tell you these things, the better it works. Because still, self wants to do those things. But you now have something in there telling you not to do it. Now, if you continue to do it, and I say, don't you know you're not supposed to keep cursing? Yeah, every time I say that, something tells me I ain't supposed to do that. Yeah, you got saved, all right. He's in there. Now you got to renew the flesh with the Word of God. And as you work out your own salvation, it won't be long. Those words of profanity will go away. You will change. If 10 years from now you haven't changed, you're still living in adultery, you're still cursing, you're still smoking pot, and you're still doing all those things, all I can say to you is you didn't get saved. You didn't come to know our King. But this is the way you get it done, that if you will confess with your mouth, in verse 9, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whoever believes on Him will not be put to shame, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. Then it says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, somebody comes to church and they go running out the door, screaming as they run out the door, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm a new creature in Christ. That's a good indication, isn't it? Good. They go home and say, Mama, Daddy, I went down to the church today and I met Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Now, wait a minute, son. You don't know what you're doing. Oh, yeah, I met Him. I mean, He's awesome. I met Jesus. He died on the cross for my sins. If you're confessing that, I'm telling you, you got something. The Holy Spirit moved in. Now, that's how simple it is. Now, then, what else do we become after we get saved? This is where I minister to so many, especially ladies, that have sicknesses and disease, and of course it's men too, but the reason I minister to many more ladies than I do men is the simple reason the ladies are not prideful. They'll just come, they want to be healed. But the men, that's okay, Thurman, I can get it done by myself. I'm not going down and let that crazy face preacher pray for me. His wife said, but honey, you're sick. That's all right, I'll get it, I'll go to the doctor. But she said, well, I'm sick and I'm going down and let him pray for me. That's why I minister to 10-to-1 women over men, because men are too proudful. They won't humble themselves before God. Now, if they'll get to where they will do that, then the Lord will heal them too. But we think, oh, I can get it done all by myself. I don't need no help. Well, let me tell you, you need help. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. So here's the thing that people don't realize. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now then, your spirit, when you got born again, your spirit became a brand new, alive being living inside of you. And it's made in the image of God. And it's without sin. And your sins have been washed away. Now he says, who is the real you? You can see me. But how many parts do I have? What changed when we were born again? Well, we're spirit beings. That is the part that God made in His image. We have a soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, and we live in a body. So, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So how many parts do we have? A spirit, a soul and a body. Now, it took me years, and I asked that question. I had doctors of theology come to my home and ask them, would you please explain to me what it means? What is the soul? And it's amazing. In a Baptist church, I never had a man that come to my home, even though some of them were doctors of theology, PhDs, I never had one could explain to me what the soul was. I said, Lord, this is something. This has got to be simple. And then one day, I hear somebody make a statement. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And it just clicked. I said, that's it. That's what it is. It's so simple. Mind, will, and emotion. And the spirit is that inner part that God made new. It looks just like the outer part, except it's the inside. And then, of course, the body. I understand the body. When I look at the body, I can pinch that thing. I mean, I can cut it and it bleeds. I understand what the body is. You know, ain't that right? Yeah, I understand what the body is. Nobody had to explain to me what the body was. But the other two parts, I had problems or difficulty realizing what they were. But when I begin to understand these things, I begin to understand how these battles are fought and how I win them. Now then, in 2 Corinthians 4:16, the Word of God makes a statement to you. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Now, the inward man will never grow old. The inward man thinks just as young as you did when you were 20. It never changes. It never rises. You know that this lady smiling over, she said, yes. But let me tell you something. In the new covenant, the Lord has made us promises, and we don't take him literally on these promises. Just like, for instance, in the benefit package in Psalms 103. In Psalms 103, the Lord says, forget not all of my benefits. First of all, he says, bless the Lord. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord with all that's within you. Bless the name of the Lord. Well, what do you think he plans for you and me to do every day? Bless the Lord. I mean, that's the way I understood that, didn't you? That's what it says. So if we're supposed to bless the Lord, why don't we do that? I mean, I can think of when I was a Baptist deacon and a Sunday school teacher, I never blessed the Lord. I had no idea I was supposed to do that. But I've learned. I don't live there no more. I bless him now regularly. In fact, I don't remember where it was, but somewhere on Wendell and I got almost an hour drive coming down here, and somewhere a few minutes after we left, I started blessing the Lord and praying, and when we drove in out here, I'm still blessing the Lord and praying. I had not shut up, not 1 minute, all the way down here, just blessed and praised and worshiped the King, all the way down here. Well, I can think of days when I hadn't prayed. If you said, Thurman, I want you to pray for 5 minutes. 5 minutes? Good grief, look at them seconds ticking off there. That would be an eternity. You know where I'm coming from, don't you? You've been there too, huh? Just like me. But now I can pray for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. I prayed 2 hours this morning before I got out of bed. I woke up this morning early and just turned over there. I said, Lord, I'm just beginning to worship him and praise him and thank him for all the good things he had done for me and what he's going to do today and everything he's going to do today. So I praised him for 2 hours there. Now then, it says the inward man is being renewed day by day, but the outward man is perishing. But something I have learned that you can do, if you live in sin, in fact, I had a lady the other day tell me, she said, I mean, have you seen so-and-so? And I said, well, it's been a couple of years since I saw her. And she said, that woman said, I seen her about 3 years ago, and said, that woman looks 20 years older. I said, oh, yeah. You know why? Well, she said, no. I said, she said she'd come to your Sunday school class for a little while. But she said, what you taught wasn't for her, so she left. I said, sure, you know what she's doing? She said, no. I said, she moved in with a man. She lived with a man out of wedlock for a while. Oh, she said, I didn't know that. I said, she's living in sin. So sin is destroying her. So I teach holiness and perfection. And when you don't want to line up with what the Word says, then you ain't going to stay in my Sunday school class very long, I can assure you. You either going to have to change, or you're going to say, I can't stand this stuff. And so she couldn't stand this stuff, so she wanted to live the way the world is. So I said, her body is deteriorating because sin brings forth death. So I said, that woman looks 20 years older today than she did 3 years ago when you saw her, because she's living in sin. I said, now then, if you're living in obedience to God's word and you're claiming his promises, in Psalms 103 verse 5 makes a statement to you. It says, he is the God that renews our youth daily like the eagles. Now, do you believe that? Obviously, we do not. But I think we should, don't you? So, how do we receive that? Every day, you should quote that to the Lord. Say, Father, thank you for the benefit package. Thank you that you forgive all of my iniquities. Thank you that you heal all of my diseases. Thank you that you save me from the destruction there. And when you get on, thank you that you satisfy my mouth daily with good days, Lord, unless I'm fasting. I thank you for that. And Lord, thank you that you renew my youth daily like the eagle. So Lord, I ain't getting old. You know, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Nothing shall be impossible with me. And somebody says, but I got tickled. We walked up the other night, my window and I did a couple of weeks, two or three weeks ago, and we had been fasting. And I said, Wendell, I think it's time to break the fast. Let's stop at Golden Corral tonight and break the fast. And so he said, that sounds like a good place to break the fast. And so we pulled into Golden Corral, walked in there, and I walked up and I said, I want a senior discount. She looked at me and she said, you're not a senior. I said, ma'am, you only got to be 55 to be a senior. Well, she said, are you 55? I said, no, ma'am. She said, I didn't think so. I said, I'm 65. She said, no. How can you be 65? I said, well, the Lord renews my youth daily like the eagles.
Okay?
So guess what? In a few more years, I'm going to look like I'm 30.
Okay?
Praise the King. You can even agree with that, can't you, Beatrice? Praise the King. Now, the Lord expects you and me by faith to claim His promises. He expects us to claim these promises by faith. Now, then, if we claim these promises by faith, you won't never say again, oh, Lord, I wake up this morning and I'm, Lord, I know I'm over the hill. I hope I can make it to the breakfast table this morning, Lord. Do you hear people say those kind of dumb things? Yes, you do. I mean, you just don't realize what comes out of your mouth as Christians. You confess negative things all the time. So you need to stop claiming the negative things and stand on the mighty promises of God that He gives to you as His children. Do you think God wants a group, a bride that's old and wore out and is down and sick and afflicted and can't get around? Would you want a husband like that, Beatrice? Well, of course not. You want one that can get around and do things for you, right? Take you places and go places and do things with you. Well, that's what God wants us to be. That's why He bore our sickness and removed our disease on the cross.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.